Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
We are just inundated today with all of these needs. People are talking about our society, and you know, if you've watched my television programs this week, I'm interviewing David Barton, and we've been talking about the heritage of America and where we've fallen from and how things should be. And you know, you can get overwhelmed thinking about these needs and thinking, oh God, how are you going to meet these needs? God is saying, you meet these needs. And many of us aren't even considering this. These disciples, they saw the need, but they said, Lord, send them away that they can get their needs met somewhere else. The Lord says, they don't have to depart. You minister to them. And brothers and sisters, this may sound strange to you at first, but you know what? You are the answer to the problems of this world. And some of you don't recognize that. Some of you think, no, I'm not. Man, I got my own problems. How could I help anybody else when I'm struggling myself? The truth is, you have the power of God on the inside of you. If you've been born again, you are the answer to the problems of this world. You just don't know what you've got. And praise God, we're here to explore some of those things. I'm going to start showing you some things. And this is what our Bible colleges is about, is teaching people who they are in Christ and showing them what they already have. But we are the answer to the problems of this world. You know, I was discussing this week with somebody, and they were talking about how bad everything has gotten. I said, you know, you can sit here and talk liberal, conservative, you can talk all of these politics, but if you boil everything down to its bottom line, you know, the real problem in America or any country today is that we have departed from a personal relationship with God. Because of that, we don't have a moral compass. It's all greedy. It's all selfish. There are people thinking, I don't care what happens to the rest of everybody else. Man, give me what I want. And they're just short-sighted. Those are principles. Those are concepts that are contrary to the gospel. If people really understood the gospel, if they were putting God first and other people second, did you know what? We wouldn't have the social problems that we've got today. We wouldn't have the economic problems that we've got. And I know that there's some of you thinking, oh man, that's a huge leap. You know, our economic problems have nothing to do with this. All of our economic problems are based on greed, selfishness, people saying that I can have it now and I can mortgage my future. These loans, you know, you can sit there and say that the bank shouldn't have done these loans, and then people can say, well, the Congress gave them all of these incentives, so it's actually the liberals that caught. And you can start blaming everywhere and all of these things, but you know what the bottom line is? If people weren't greedy and covetous, and if they didn't spend money that they didn't have, they never would have entered into these mortgages where you don't pay a penny on the principal. You just pay interest and let a train wreck happen in 5 years. Just mortgage your future and have a good time for 5 years, and they forgot about it. All of that is because of morality, because people aren't following the guidelines of the Word of God, because people are selfish, because people were just thinking about themselves. Did you know what? If you really had a relationship with God, God would tell you not to do those kind of things. The Lord spoke to Jamie before the stock market crashed and says, get out of the stock market, withdraw your money. You know, the Holy Spirit said He would show you things to come. But most people are so involved watching As Stomach Turns on the television and doing all of the things we're doing, we aren't listening to God. God would have told you to quit doing these things. So really, you can sit here and try and blame it on this and that, and all of these things are a factor, but it really comes down to that people don't know who they are, what they have. They aren't depending on God. And this is, in a sense, what the Lord was telling these disciples. He says, they don't need to go anywhere. You give them something to eat. And you know what those disciples, I'm sure, thought? Us? Peter pulls his wallet out. Or I think it was Philip that said, in one of the other accounts, he pulled it out and he says, Lord, 500 penny worth is not sufficient to feed all these people. A penny was a day's wage. So this is talking about 500 days wage. And you know, that's relative to different things. But just, I don't know what the average person makes today, but if you say it's $30,000 or $40,000 or whatever, that's only 365 days. So this would be the equivalent of us saying something like $50,000 or $60,000 isn't enough to feed this multitude of people. They just looked at their own resources. They pulled out their wallet and they were looking in the natural realm. And yet Jesus said, they don't have to go anywhere. You feed them. But see, the disciples only thought about feeding them through their own natural resources. They weren't recognizing the spiritual power that they had, the things that they had available. They were just looking at meeting the needs of people in the natural. Boy, this is one of the problems of the church today. This is one of the things that God has spoken to me that has been a major drive in my life. Because some of you have heard me say this, but when the Lord called me, I was an introvert and I was very shy and timid and thought, man, God, I can't minister. I can't help anybody. I struggle. And you know what? The Lord had to teach me who I was in the Spirit. He had to show me that I had capabilities that weren't just natural. And he had to start showing me how to minister to people. And he told me, don't ever say I am a child out of Jeremiah chapter 1, I believe it's verse 5. Because when he spoke to Jeremiah and said, I've called you to be a prophet unto the nations. He spoke those exact scriptures to me in Dallas, Texas. I could show you the place and tell you. And he told me before I was even brought forth out of the womb, he made me a prophet unto the nations. And Jeremiah said, oh, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't speak. And when I read that, I thought, God, that's me. I can't do this. And he said, don't ever say I am a child, because you will go to all of the people that I tell you to. You will speak the words that I put in your mouth. Then he said in Jeremiah 5:14, because you speak this word, I'll make my word in your mouth fire, and the people would, and it shall devour them. And I could give you hundreds of other times that the Lord has spoken things to me, but it's the exact same thing he was doing right here. He was telling these disciples, you guys are only looking at things in the natural realm. You don't know what you have in the Spirit. You don't know who you are. You know, I'm seeing Alan and Debbie Moore back there, and we just put out their testimony on one of the Destiny stories. You guys wave at everybody. I'm sure we'll have them testify sometime this week. Maybe you saw he was the one that had the stroke, and the doctor showed that 1/3 of his brain is actually dead. Not only was, still is what they say. He's not supposed to be alive or breathing or walking, and you're pretty healthy, aren't you, Alan? Stand up and let them see what a man that's miraculously healed looks like. Isn't that great? But see, many people experience similar things to what Alan and Debbie did, but the difference is they don't know what they have in Christ. They don't know that they have this same raising from the dead power. And so they accept the diagnosis of the doctor. Boy, if you haven't got that Destiny story, you ought to get it, because Debbie just stood there and she was polite. They kept saying, you don't understand. You aren't getting it. And she says, I understand, but you just don't know what I know. And she kept dealing with who she was in Christ, not just the natural. Many people experience stroke, experience heart attacks, experience problems, cancer, disease. But some people, they just fold when those things come, because they approach it from a human standpoint. And who am I? And I, this is what the doctor says, and this is what I feel in my body. But the truth is that every one of us has the supernatural raising from the dead power of God on the inside of us. And you do not have to depend upon this world system to meet your needs. Now, I'm not criticizing those who do, because they don't know any better. But you know what? We are different. And most of us don't know what we have. Most of us, if we would have been in the situation of these disciples, we would have been right in lockstep with them about, oh, send them away so they can take care of themselves. We can't meet the need. The Lord is saying they don't need to depart. You meet the need. You know, if you go into the average church today, if a person came in with some terminal disease, and if they went to the average pastor and they said, man, I'm blind, or I'm deaf, or I've got this chronic problem, or this or that, or whatever it is. And if they went to the average pastor, you know what the average pastor would do? Say, well, what did the doctor say? Have you been to the doctor? Have you tried this pill? Have you tried this operation? And again, I'm not against those things. If it hadn't been for doctors, all the Christians would have been dead, because they didn't know how to believe God. So I'm not against doctors, and I'm not saying they're of the devil, but I'm saying, man, we ought to leave the doctors for people that don't know Jesus. You have the raising from the dead power. And Christians should not be saying, well, go to the doctor and do everything else. And only if you can't meet that need some other way, well, then we'll pray and ask God if he'll meet it. They don't need to go someplace else. You know, I'm not going to preach on healing tonight, but Jesus, if doctors would have been God's system, then Jesus did not represent God faithfully, because he did not impart medical knowledge. He did not send people to the doctors. Matter of fact, he took people like the woman with the issue of blood that had spent all of her money on doctors and had wasted everything, and he went ahead and healed her. Jesus did not refer people to doctors. And some of you are thinking, well, they weren't as sophisticated as we are today, and it's a totally different situation. I tell you what, there's a reason why doctors have the highest malpractice insurance of any profession in the world. I have actually had gospel truth seminars where I've had as many as 15 people in a row come to me and ask for prayer who have gone blind, who are deaf, who are in wheelchairs, and on and on and on, because of botched operations, because of mixing medications and different things. Again, I've got doctors that are friends of mine. I'm not against doctors, but I'm saying they're just human. It is not God's answer to the problem. The Lord didn't teach us medical knowledge and stuff, because if you have faith, there is nothing that a doctor can do that faith can't do better. We do not have to depend upon this world system to get our needs met. And I know some of you are bristling right now and saying, boy, I don't like this. Well, those disciples probably thought Jesus was unreasonable about, there's 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and you're wanting us to feed them and we don't have any money. They probably would have thought that that was unreasonable.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on 2 days in the life of Jesus. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing here in Colorado Springs. This is where we're training our Bible college students, and they are literally going around the world. I'm convinced that this is how God has ordained that we change the body of Christ, is through discipleship, and that's what we're doing. We're building a headquarters where we can have a campus with 3,000 students. And to do that, it just takes a lot of money. God has supplied us with a beautiful acreage in Woodland Park that we're calling the Sanctuary. And we're calling the people who help us accomplish this project and raise up a first-class Bible college campus, our foundation builders. I ask you to pray about it and then call and become a foundation builder today.